जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद, जय श्री कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narotamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudire Nashta Praye Swabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse Number 9. So, please repeat after me. Shri Raja Uvacha Drishra Shatabhyam Yat Papam Jananyapi Atmano Hitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivashaha Parayashittam Atho Katham Shri Raja Uvacha Drishta Shrutabhyam Yat Papam Jananyapi Atmanohitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivashaha Prayashittam Atho Katham Shri Raja Uvacha Drishta Shrutabhyam Yat Papam Jananyapi Atmanohitam Karoti Bhuyo Vibhashaha Prayashittam Atho Katham Shri Raja Uvacha Shri Raja Uvacha Drishta Shatabhyam Yat Papam Jananyapi Atmanohitam Karoti Bhuyo Vibhashaha Prayashittam Atho Katham Shri Raja Uvacha दृष्टश्रुताभ्यां पापं जनान्यात्मनोहितं करोति भूयो विवशः प्रायश्चित्तं अथो कथं। माताजी श्रीराज उवाच दृष्टश्रुताभ्यां यत् पापं जानन्यपि आत्मनोहितं करोति भूयो विवशः प्रायश्चित्तं अथो कथं। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। श्रीराज उवाच परीक्षित महाराज रिप्लाइड दृष्टा by seeing, Shrutabhyam, also by hearing from the scriptures or law books. Yet, since papam, sinful criminal actions, janam, knowing, api, although, atmanaha, of his self, ahitam, injurious, Karoti, he acts, bhuyaha, again and again, vivashaha, unable to control himself, prayashittam, atonement, atho, therefore, katham, what is the value of? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general, and because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish conditions in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In some religious sects, a sinful man goes to a priest to confess his sinful acts and pay a fine. But then he again commits the same sins and returns to contest them again. This is the practice of a professional sinner. Parikshit Maharaj's observations indicate that even 5,000 years ago, it was the practice of criminals to atone for their crimes, but then commit the same crime again and again as if forced to do so. Therefore, owing to his practical experience, Parikshit Maharaj saw that the process of repeatedly sinning and atoning is pointless. Regardless of how many times he is punished, one who is attached to sense enjoyment will commit sinful acts again and again until he is trained to refrain from enjoying his senses. The word vivasha is used herein, indicating that even one who does not want to commit sinful acts will be forced to do so by habit. Parikshit Maharaj therefore considered the process of atonement to have little value for saving one from sinful acts. In the following verse, he further explains his rejection of this process. So we'll speak little bit on this and then read further verse also. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजाथं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासरितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 9 सो आई विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन वन मोर टाइम महाराज परीक्षित सेड वन मे नो दैट सिनफुल एक्टिविटी इज इंजुरियस फॉर हिम बिकॉज ही एक्चुअली सीज दैट अ क्रिमिनल इज पनिश्ड बाय द गवर्नमेंट एंड रेब्यूक्ड बाय पीपल इन जनरल And because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish conditions in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? So, Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport about the atonement which is been done for sinful activities, what has been followed in this world is not so much appreciated, and but then only the spiritual practices or surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and practicing devotional service is the only recommended solution for this age of Kali, and that has been also stressed by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction, where wonderfully the example is given. Srila Prabhupada is also writing about the religious sect where people go, confess, and keep on doing same mistakes or same sinful activities again and again. So one devotee was telling one joke about that. That one person went to this spiritual place and asked the head person of the temple or the place, spiritual place, not the temple, that I have done so many sinful activities, so I want to confess for the same. The head priest said, you have to pay 100 rupees for a day for sinful activities. Then he paid 1400 rupees. The head priest said, I need only 100 rupees for a day. So he said, last 7 days I was doing the same. So I have paid 700 for that. Then he said, why 1400? He said, next week I am going to do the same. So he is convinced that last week he was doing same sinful activities. He confessed in front of the head priest, and next week he is going to repeat it same again for the week. So he is paying for everything before only. So this is what people are doing all over the world and not able to come out from this vicious cycle of sense gratification and keeps on doing sinful activities again and again. And therefore Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport why people are so much addicted to this or keep on repeating the sinful activities, because the habit which takes them to repeat it again and again, and that habit becomes addiction, and that's how they are not able to come out of it. And the word used here is very appropriate, vivasha. They become so surrendered to the sense gratification or that habit or that addiction. Even though they desire to come out, but senses again and again take them to the same place or same habits, and they are not able to come out, and therefore they repeat it again and again. And that's why this kind of sinful proclivities need to be curbed from the root, and for that one has to use his intelligence to control his senses, and by controlling the senses, engage his senses in service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by performing devotional service, he can come out from this vicious circle of sense gratification. So this power of senses is so much so that in Nectar of Instruction only, Srila Prabhupada quotes example about how a person has four different level of intelligence. So where he explains about one person, when you tell him, if you go there is a ditch, you will fall and your leg will get broken. So just by hearing Shrutva, which is mentioned here, he will follow and will not go there and he will be saved. But then again, another person, he will say, no, although I heard, but I have to see someone. And then someone goes there, he falls down, he sees, and then he understands, oh, that person has fallen. So that means really, if one walks there from that ditch, his legs will be broken. But there is another person, he will not understand even after seeing others. When there is an experience he has seen, still he wants his own experience. And he himself goes there and tries to walk from that ditch and he falls down, his legs get broken, and then he understands. So my leg is broken because I went on a wrong path or wrong way. But there is another category which does not even understand after getting the legs broken, and he says that first time I walked very slowly, this time I will walk faster and I will jump from ditch. And he walks or he runs and try to jump, and the both legs get broken, and then he understand, oh, I was already told there is a ditch and then my legs will get broken, but still he will not understand. So this is the category which is explained in today's verse, that again and again they go to the same activities of sinful things and still are not able to come out, which has been also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, like in third chapter, very detailed explanation about how senses take one person to the sense gratification, where it has been mentioned that athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichchan api varshneya balat iva niyojitah. Where Arjuna says, O descendant of Rishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force? So this is the meaning of the vivasha, that by force senses will take you to the sense gratification. Although you are desiring not to do, you are planning not to do, but senses, because of the habits, because of the experience before, will take you to the same activities again and again. A few days before, I was there in Pune, and there was a 3 days training program about de-addiction, and I was astonished to see there were so many people drinking, and I thought these are the people like they're addicted and came to come out from this bad habit. But later on I came to know that there were many out of 40, they have come for 4th or 5th or 10th time. So this course was for 2 months. They were supposed to come for 2 months, practice completely, like no drinking, even a drop. And after 2 months, they are supposed to get recovered, go back, and then live a peaceful life. But when we interacted in 3 days, we understood almost all of them, they were repeatedly coming twice, thrice, fourth, and there were few like came 10th time for this course. Like last 10 years, they are coming every year twice for 2 months, because they are doing this activity outside come here for 2 months as a change. After 2 months, again go back and continue the same. So this is how, once it becomes habit or addiction, it's so difficult to come out, because the senses make them vivash. They become helpless. Although they desire, they can't come out of it. And that's why they have statement that once addict is lifelong addict. So that is their statement there. Like one becomes addicted to alcohol, he remains addicted throughout the life. However, he may be trying for that. But we'll see, like, Krishna consciousness has a different angle for that and how one can come out of it slowly. So this government also is trying to help many people to come out from this kind of habits, put lot of laws so that people should come out and live a peaceful life. And for that they have to put many regulative principles. But still we see people keep on doing the mistake, keep on doing criminal activities, keep on doing many nonsense things. With all security guards, with all precautions, with all the laws, people are not able to come out. And the reason is, senses are so powerful, they take you again and again to the same habit. And that's the nature of the senses. And further, Bhagavad Gita also says about how senses are so powerful and they take you to this enjoyment tendency because they are so powerful and they are affected by the mode of the passion, which has been further explained in Bhagavad Gita, verse number 37. The Lord says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kamayesha Krodayesha Rajoguna Samudhava Mahashana Mahapapma Vidyenam Ihavairinam. The Blessed Lord said, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion, and latter transformed into the wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So how the senses are taken to the enjoyment tendency? Because the passion, the lust which is residing in the senses, especially five sense gratificatory, the knowledge acquiring senses and activity senses. And on top of that, whatever the knowledge or the perception is taken by senses, that has been processed by the mind, and then mind, with the help of intelligence, approves the activities or the sinful things to be done again and again. And that is how the next verse also explains how these senses are covered with the various layers in this material world, and that coverings does not allow the mind to come out of this vicious cycle, where in verse number 38, Krishna says, Dhumena avrite vahanir yatha darsho malena cha yatho labhena garbhastatha tenadam avrittam. Where translation says, as fire is covered by a smoke, as a mirror is covered by a dust, or as the embryo is covered by the womb, similarly, the living entity is covered by different degrees of this lust. So this passion or the lust is the root cause for everything. And this takes the senses for the enjoyment, and the mind and intelligence both are covered because of this lust. Because senses first have access to the sense gratification objects, and then mind processes it, and then intelligence approves. And this mind and intelligence is covered with this, like these are the three different layers which are mentioned. One is like, as smoke is covered, the smoke covers the fire, or the mirror is covered by the dust, or embryo is covered by the womb. In the same way, mind and intelligence is covered or is completely been taken over by this lust. And because of that, the senses again and again go for the sense gratification. And then again, in next verse, Krishna says, Avrittam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairina kama rupena konteya dushparanena malena cha. Thus a man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like a fire. So these senses, as soon as they come in contact with the sense objects, immediately they again go for the bad habits. Like in those 3 days training, I was asked to speak with these patients, and one patient was like sharing, who came 10th time there. So he was sharing like, and on top of that, these are the people who were like coming for 10th time. They were the kind of, not exactly counselor word, but they were the kind of people who were sharing their experiences to the new one, that this habit is okay, we can work for at least 2 months, and when you will go back, you will again do same thing, but at least 2 months you can be happily stay here. And he was sharing his experience that how, like, he first time came, he completely left the habit, and he went back, and then one night after like his office, he came to the house. On the way when he was in the vehicle, he just got down, and every day he comes down and then goes to the house. But that day somehow he felt, just he got down, again sat back, went back to the wine shop, got the bottle. And the wife was thinking like, last 10-15 days at least he's so nice. So he went inside, and the wife could not understand what kind of bottle he has got, because she thought like, last 15 days he's not drinking. So she personally served it. The bottle, he was like, he covered it in a different way, he put in different bottle and got it. And she served and he drank, and then he said that becomes again regular practice. That how senses, like, they are so intelligent and they make up the things in such a way that the habit cannot go so easily. They become vivasha, and that is how it's very difficult to leave such kind of habits or the sense gratification desires, and one succumb to the senses again and again. And for that, the next verse also little bit been pushing the same point which is been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I will read second, 10th verse also, which is in the same line, and then we will slowly go for the solution part. So in 10th verse, kochin nivratate bhadrat kochit charati tat punha prayashitam atho partham manne kunjara sochavat. Translation: sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful act is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Parikshit Maharaj inquired how a human being could free himself from sinful activities so as not to be forced to go to hellish planetary systems after death, Sukadeva Goswami answered that the process of counteracting sinful life is atonement. In this way, Sukadeva Goswami tested the intelligence of Maharaj Parikshit, who passed the examination by refusing to accept this process as genuine. Now Parikshit Maharaj is expecting another answer from his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami. So Parikshit Maharaj, as a humble devotee, is putting his question further and asking this kind of atonement, where one again goes for the same proclivities of sinful activities, is not a bona fide, not a right solution. Because even at that time, 5,000 years before, as Prabhupada mentioned last purport, there were people who were repeating the sinful activities. And understanding that, Parikshit Maharaj understood this is not the right solution for the people to come out from these sinful activities. And he also explained in previous verses also how in 5th canto, Parikshit Maharaj asked about all hellish conditions and how one suffers there and how frustrating experience there. And even after hearing so many things, so many reactions of sinful activities, people still will continue to practice sinful activities. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is giving this example, Prabhupada is writing this example, how elephant comes, take bath, comes out, and again put the mud on the body. In the same way, people will do in this material world. So if things goes in the same way, then what is the solution? So further, whole chapter is about the solution aspect. What is the solution for such kind sinful activities, or how these proclivities of sense gratification can be removed? So many verses in further, which will explain about the process in a detail, but I will just go with the one statement which is there in the further verse. There is a one very profound statement given by Srila Prabhupada that to become learned and free from material contamination, therefore, one should try to understand Krishna, for thus one is immediately liberated from all pious and impious activities and their reactions. And one has to develop a transcendental knowledge which will take them to surrender to Krishna. And in that way, one can completely come out of from these proclivities of sinful activities. So we'll further see how the senses are so powerful and they need to be trained properly. So as we started with the senses, when they are into the association of sense objects, they get attracted, and then mind process it, and then intelligence approves, and we again go to the sinful activities. So one has to train the senses so that they will not be in association of sense objects, where they will get trapped into the sense gratification. So the first process which has been recommended, that one has to avoid the senses to be in association with the objects where one can go to the sense gratification. So that has been even given in a Bhagavad Gita, which we every time quotes about Vishya Vini Vartante Niraharasa Dehinam Raso Varjam Raso Pesya Param Drishva Nivartate, where the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remain. But seizing such engagements by experiencing higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So one has to train the senses to take away them from the sense gratification object first by regulating or giving a good habits. As Prabhupada also, in very beginning of Krishna consciousness, we have been taught to follow four regulative principles of no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. So these four regulative principles are given just in the beginning of Krishna consciousness. So much so that it has been stressed that every time, in every lecture, and many of the purports of Srila Prabhupada, these four things will come repeatedly, stressing that it is so important to avoid the sense gratification or keep the senses away from sense gratification objects, so that one can come out from that and have a good habits. So that's the first step, that AA, avoid the association of sense gratification objects. And second is, like Vishya Vini Vartante Nirahara Sadhyam Raso Varjam Raso Pesya Param Drishtva, one has to give higher taste simultaneously. It's not just by restricting the senses from sense object, one will be completely purified. That will be the first step by which one can regulate and have a good habits. But to continue practicing good things, one has to have higher taste simultaneously. So unless and until we give this Param Drishtva Nivartante, the higher taste to the senses, one cannot curb the senses from sense gratification objects. And that is the solution which is like been given further in many of the verses, how a higher taste only can save one from going back again to the sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada gives many, many wonderful verses further. I will see, we will see, quote one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam only. Before that, will give one or two examples how only a higher test can save one from going back to the bad habits. And the most profound example, as yesterday Gaurang Prabhu was also mentioning very nicely, the Srila Prabhupada's life as the most inspirational personality of his life. And he was quoting how Srila Prabhupada went in Western world and changed so many people's heart and made them into the pure devotees. It's like unimaginable, and it's really na bhuto na bhavishyati. It cannot happen again. And in the same line, I will just quote one example, how a devotional service or a surrender to Krishna only can take one or change one's heart into the a pure devotee. So without taking name of a devotee, like there was famous pastime when Prabhupada was preaching there in New York, and but Mataji used to come with his boyfriend every day, and Prabhupada saw twice, thrice, and he also understood that she like stays, they both of them stays together. So Prabhupada said, if you are coming to temple every day, now you are also practicing devotional service few things. So it's not right way that you boy and girl staying together and walking together, doing everything together. If you want to continue, better get married. So then she first time understood we need to get married. So she only inquired, so how to get married? What's the process? And then Prabhupada, Jai, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj ki Jai. So then Prabhupada asked them to get married. Then she inquired, and then she asked about what are the requirements, and Prabhupada explained the whole program. And then he said, you need someone of your relatives or someone for this to get happened. So then she asked her younger sister to come for the marriage ceremony. And on marriage day, when the whole process of marriage was been prepared outside, that time Prabhupada was busy with cooking and everything. So he asked that younger daughter to assist. Prabhupada asked her to assist for cooking and everything. And he told like her to go and peel the potatoes, and she started peeling the potatoes thing and assisting Srila Prabhupada. But she was not trained. She just came because the older sister asked to come for marriage ceremony, and she just came. And this old Swamiji asked to help, so she started helping. But since she was habituated, so she asked Srila Prabhupada, can I do smoking? And Prabhupada saw her, and he could understand like cooking needs to be completed. But still he could understand. She used for this habit for a long time. Prabhupada said, you can, but wash your hands and mouth and come back for cooking. And Prabhupada permitted once. She went, completed her activity, wash her hand, mouth, everything, and again helped Srila Prabhupada. And furthermore, in association of Srila Prabhupada, she changed herself so much so that she becomes such an expert practicing devotee that she wrote a book on cooking, and that book became the most famous book of country and sold all over the country. And she becomes so expert cook, she become a personal cook for Srila Prabhupada. And furthermore, there is one incident when Srila Prabhupada asked her for cooking in one of big program which was organized at one of a big donor or a rich person. And she was cooking, and in the process of cooking, that rich person, some relatives enter into the kitchen. And she immediately asked, you cannot enter here. So one another devotee said, so when you went for cooking that time, you smoked cigarette, came and you started cooking. Now he is just coming and entering into the kitchen. Why you are restricting him? But still she said, Prabhupada could do that, but I can't do that. He cannot enter into the kitchen. This is a mochi. Now I am cooking for Krishna, I am not cooking for you. And he may be the rich person, but he cannot enter into the Radhanarayan's kitchen without taking bath. He has to take bath and come into the kitchen. So that is how the transformation, when she first entered into the kitchen, she was smoking and Prabhupada allowed it, but by association of Srila Prabhupada, she got so transformed that she was not allowing others to even enter without taking bath. That's the standard. She went because of association of a pure devotee and chanting the holy name of the Lord. Another very wonderful example which we see in the historical books and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions about Mrigari. How Narad Muni one time walking from the jungle forest and he saw many animals half killed. And seeing their pain, he also as a devotee got a lot of pain and he went to the Mrigari and asked, why do you kill them half? Why don't you kill them completely? Because killing half is more sinful than complete. Like both the activities are sinful, but killing half is more painful and it's more sinful also. So he said, I was not trained for anything, but this is my father told, so I am doing. And this is how my whole family is maintained by this. So then Narad Muni understands the situation that he is not killing just for the purpose of killing, but it's like his livelihood, kind of livelihood. So Narad Muni promises, if I arrange everything for you to maintain your family and everything, are you ready to leave everything? And he said, yeah, what I am doing is just to maintain my family. If you take care of that, then I'm okay for everything. And from next day, that Mrigari left all bad habits. He sat with the Tulsi, started chanting the holy name of the Lord. And the process, many people understood that Narad Muni is here. And they came to take darshan of Narad Muni. And as a custom, whenever people used to come to meet Narad Muni, they used to get some fruits or some gifts, which is there and everywhere in India, like whenever they meet sadhus or the great personalities, they take some gift for that them. So in the same way, many people used to come meet Narad Muni, take his darshan. So they used to get many gifts of fruits and other cooked foods and everything. And they were gifting Narad Muni. And in that way, the whole maintenance question of Mrigari was solved. And he could very happily chant the holy name. And completely he was practicing devotional service and his whole heart was got transformed and he was practicing pure devotional service. And for some after time, like Narad Muni was walking or Narad Muni came with Parvat Muni there and both of them, like Narad Muni asked, I will show my disciple to you. And when Parvat Muni and Narad Muni was there on the way, so Mrigari came. And he was supposed to offer dandvas to the Narad Muni and Parvat Muni. Instead of that, he was jumping. And Parvat Muni was like, what kind of behavior he is showing? Instead of offering dandvat, he is jumping here and there walking instead of offering the dandvat. And after some time then, he offered dandvat and stood. Then Parvat Muni asked, what has happened to you? Instead of offering dandvat, you were just jumping. And then Mrigari said, because when I came, when I wanted to offer dandvat, I could see there were ants. And in process of offering dandvat, I cannot kill them and do such sinful activity. So that is how even a Mrigari who used to kill animals half dead, he got so transformed. Now he was not able to put his body on the ants also. He became so sensitive and so devotional, even offering dandvat, he was not ready to offer it because ants were there. So that is how the transformation happened. When one performs the devotional service, one's heart changes completely and all sinful activities or all proclivities to to do the sinful things, they also get come from the root, and one can get transformed into the pure devotee. So lastly, I will just quote one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is there in the 11th canto, where the glories of chanting holy name are described in very detail. So 11th canto, chapter number 2, verse number 55 says, Visrajati radhayam na yasya shakshat, dharir avastivyopi aga gonashaha, pranayara sanaya dhrutangripadam, sabhavati bhagavat, Pradhana Uktaha, where translation says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call upon Him by speaking His holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up heart of such devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhan, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. So this is the glory of chanting the holy name, and which in further many verses we are going to see, because this whole section is about the Ajamil, where the character of Ajamil got transformed just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, and how this holy name is so powerful and can transform any sinful person into the pure devotee, that we will see in further many verses. And the glories of chanting the holy name and practicing devotional service is the real solution or the real atonement in this Kali Yuga, to curb all our proclivities to do sinful activities and become a pure devotee. Hare Krishna. 2 minutes. Yes.
Prabhuji, yeah. You told solution for this problem. First is to not come in contact with sense objects. Second, you told association of devotees, and third, you told chanting holy names. But regarding first option, many times sense objects are always in touch with us, like mobile phone is always with us, or if somebody is grihastha like me, I am always with patients, or if I don't want to come in contact with opposite sex, but they are always there with us as a patients or relatives or staffs or anyway. So how to disconnect ourselves from sense objects?
So even I will answer, that will be a theoretical part, but still I will answer. Because in a grihastha life, many devotees, they have better experience how things could be managed. But theoretical answer is, one time Janak Maharaj was asked that, how is that you have such a huge kingdom, still you manage to focus on practicing devotional service? So Janak Maharaj just wanted to answer this question. And next day he organized a feast for the people. Many sadhus were asked, and they were fed a big feast. And then before, like after prayers, then Janak Maharaj just mentioned that, just I want to inform one thing. All the sadhus, they ask, what is that? Then he said, see, where you are sitting, on top of that, there is a big sword just on top of your head. And that's been tied to the just a small thread. And that thread can cut at any time, and that sword will come and cut your head at any time. I cannot guarantee anything. And then he says, now you can honor the food. You honor the prasad. So the people then started eating, because it's a Rajagya, they have to eat, they cannot deny the food which has been already served. They somehow they finished the food within seconds, and they were just in hurry when king will approve to leave the place somehow. And king saw like everyone is finished, and then he approved, and everyone got up from the place, washed their hands, and then Janak Maharaj asked, how was the taste of food? Nobody could answer that, because they never tested it. They just ate it. They just gulped it to finish it, because they were knowing the sword is hanging and it can come at any time and cut my head. So their whole focus was on the sword, not on the food. They just gulped it and just got up from the place and washed their hands. And then Janak Maharaj answered, in the same way, when your focus was on the sword, you could not even taste what you ate. In the same way, when mind is focused on the lotus feet of the Lord, I do all the activities of managing this kingdom, doing all the activities, but my consciousness is always on the lotus feet of the Lord, so I don't get disturbed because my focus is there. I don't, as these people could not taste what they ate, so he said, I could not get any enjoyment here because my consciousness is always on the lotus feet of the Lord. So in a similar way, our consciousness, we can always keep on the instructions of the spiritual master and the lotus feet of the Lord, the holy name, and keep other activities as a part of devotee. So I believe that could solve the problem. So I'm also not practicing, but I pray and beg so that by the prayers of devotees, I could also do the same. Hare Krishna. Yes, bro.
Explain it in short. Somebody sins, so the proclivity to sin increases. For such a person, the solution, as you told, Vishyavi Nivartante, higher taste. He gets a higher taste. Let's say he comes into Krishna consciousness. It's just a case study from preaching point of view. So he gets the higher taste. He maybe starts chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He gets association of devotees. But still that lower taste, the lower tendencies are still there. So he is chanting, he is performing devotional service. At the same time, he is not able to leave the lower tendencies. The sin part is not yet completely cleared off. So is this an aparadh? Once a devotee starts chanting at the same time sinning, and if there are two questions, if this is an aparadh or not, and if it is an aparadh, will this sins cause an impediment for his further progress in devotional service? Just clarity on that.
Yes, definitely. About is it this aparadh or not depends upon if senses are so powerful and taking him to that sinful tendency is fine, but even after like all facilities for him, like devotees are available, everything is available, and with available association, with available practices, available service, he is still going there. So he himself is desiring and going desperately. So in that sense, it's an aparadh. And another question you mentioned is about
Hare Krishna. I mean, he has reduced his sins and everything because he has started practicing devotional service. But if it is an aparadh, then that aparadh can cause an impediment for his further progress in the devotional service. So is that...
So he's knowingly going is fine, but if he is sincerely repenting and wants to come out, then that repentance will help him to come out and slowly continue devotional service. So the need for one who is again and again going for the same thing is a sincere repentance. If he is sincerely repenting, then slowly he can come out. But if he is not repenting and he, like with own desire, he is not putting any endeavors to come out, so then definitely his spiritual progress will be checked and slowly he will go to the same habits again. But still, devotees are merciful. We have to try to give more association. We have to try to create more facilities by which he can hear Krishna consciousness and get good association. And if we can engage him in devotional service more, so that can take him again to the spiritual practices again. So that facility as in compassion we have to create, so that, because it's very natural people will keep again going and doing same things. Like very typical example of Srila Prabhupada, I just forgot the name, but Prabhupada gave sannyas to one of the devotee, and he was there standing sannyasi doing many things, and he personally could find, I am doing sinful activities, not able to following for regulative principle. He approached Srila Prabhupada and said, I am doing sannyas. Prabhupada approved, and then he went for sinful activities, and again Prabhupada saw that this preaching cannot happen if this person is not there. And Prabhupada once again approached him, asked, and he said, I can leave all habits. And then again Prabhupada gave him again sannyas, and he again started preaching, taking many responsibilities. And after some time he again left Krishna consciousness movement. And still Prabhupada was compassionate and asking him again, at least follow four regulative principles and continue practicing devotional service. So devotees are compassionate. For person's point of view, it's not good for him to continue wrong things. But from Vaishnava or preacher point of view, we should compassionate and try to create environment or association by which he can come back and practice Krishna consciousness. But also there are some incidents where Prabhupada was very strict, and he does not allow devotees to stay in the temples who are not following the regulative principles. He does not allow devotees to be in association or in a temple campus if they are not following morning sadhana or other things. So both the things we have to balance. We have to be compassionate, but simultaneously if it is affecting the preaching activities and other devotees' consciousness, then we have to take action also for the same. Hare Krishna. So it's 9:05. We shall stop. Gradra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.